Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Okay, I know I've been talking lately about my Sibian, but I'm ready to really get into it. I'm ready to tell you about how this thing is going to change your life. You may think you know all about the Sibian, but forget what you've heard about it, because it's so different than any other sex product you've seen before. In fact, it's so much more than just a sex toy. The Sibian is a full-on sexual experience, one that you can enjoy solo or with a partner. For one thing, it's the only sex product with a unique mountable design that simulates the feel of riding a partner during woman on top position. And the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has the power to customize her experience every time she uses it and make it work for her. So there's 11 different attachments. So you can just use it and ride it, you know, for your clitoris. So you can have one that looks like a penis. There's one shaped like a finger, whatever you're into. And it doesn't matter what you choose, because it provides you with a variety of orgasms that you can choose from. There is no limit to the ways you can experience Sibian, and each machine is as unique as the woman riding it. And women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, and I know there's a lot of you out there because I hear from you every day, Sibian just might be the secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. Repeated rides in the Sibian can train your body to orgasm, making it easier to experience multiple O's and increased sexual response with a partner. And because of the unique design to Sibian, once you learn how to orgasm with it, you can transfer that experience to sex with your partner. The way you move, you know, you can figure out what feels good. Oh, and have I mentioned how hot it is for your partner to watch you play with it? Listen to this testimonial from a Sibian website from a user. My husband and I have been married for 17 years, and I always thought our sex life was okay, but I didn't get too excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had. My body just exploded. It was unreal what happened to me. I soon realized at the age of 38, with Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband, and I have Sibian to thank. Shelly from Texas. So to hear what other happy customers have to say about their sex life-changing Sibian, or to order your customized Sibian today, visit Sibian.com. And as a special treat for Sex with Emily listeners, get $75 off your first order. That's Emily75 at Sybian.com. Sybian.com. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Things are rocking there. We're actually launching our new website this week.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Menace, how exciting is that?
Very exciting.
I haven't launched a new one since Misadvised, our show on Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember that whole thing? And it's exciting. We're going to have a store on there. It's just going to be a lot more like user-friendly because you know after 10 years, mm-hmm. we've got so much content. And now you can find all the podcasts and posts mm-hmm. and videos and all this fun stuff.
A ridiculous amount of content.
Ridiculous. You can see Menace when he was just a baby.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh,
I haven't seen you.
I know. I haven't seen you either.
What is happening in your life? Last time
let's talk about that. I need to talk to you about that.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, I just want to know. Okay, so the show just came out. Mm-hmm. We recorded a show. We actually called it Guess Who's Having Sex with Emily. Mm-hmm. It was a monumental show here because a lot of people joke with me. They're like, your show is called Sex with Emily, but no one's having sex with you, and it's never about your sex life. Well, guess what? We had a guest on. The guy that I'm having sex with was on the show.
I know.
And Menace, I didn't tell you before we went live that he was here and who he was. So it was awesome. I think people have loved it. But what did you think about? You can just be real.
No, I thought it was cool. I thought it was really interesting to actually have somebody on the show having sex with you. And, you know, how they, just deal with you on a daily basis.
I know. Menace, your first question, I don't want to spoil the show, but we kind of get into it. He's like, how do you deal with the talking?
So much talking. It'd be exhausting.
I know, but he likes it because he's not a big talker, so mm-hmm. we compensate for each other.
Oh, sweet. That's good.
Yeah, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, because my girlfriend, she's quiet too, so.
Oh, so you guys just never talk? Do you just like sign language?
No. We talk. I'm just saying that
she's
when
chill.
People meet her in public, they're like, oh, wow, she's getting a text from him already. Stop talking about it.
No.
Just in public when she meets new people, she's very quiet.
I can't wait for us all to hang out again. I think Ross even said to me, the guy, he was like, do you guys ever hang out, Menace? Like, are you guys like friends? I'm like, we used to party all the time in San Francisco, but
LA,
I feel like we're adults right now. I know you don't go out that much, but like, I think
I don't
it'd be fun.
On the week.
I know,
weekdays.
Whatever. I'm not even talking about that. But that was a fun, because I don't
everything
know
you ever invite me to is on a weekday, and I don't go out on
speaking
the
of which, this. Thank you for talking about this. Mm-hmm. We are finally narrowing in on the date of having our show in December, our 10-year anniversary show. December.
Sweet.
Early December. Of course, we're going to pass the date by you.
Okay.
We're doing it in Hollywood, West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. WeHo.
But I want to know from listeners, like, who wants to come? Will you come? If it's in the LA area, would you come in? You know, I've done a lot of workshops. People come in from all over the Bay, mm-hmm. the Bay Area. I still think we're there. Los Angeles area. And we'll also be giving away free tickets and stuff. I mean, it's not going to be huge ticket price, but I'm wondering who's going to come.
Yeah, that
it's a big
would be
room.
Interesting.
I want people to come.
But I do meet people in the area all the time. And I even freaking Hawaii that listen to the show, you know. So you never know. We never know who's listening.
I know.
But we do appreciate when you do, like, you know, go on iTunes or go to other places and review the show and let us know that you're actually listening and you like it or you hate it.
And I know. I love meeting listeners.
And,
like, I freaked out. Exactly. Let us know if it sucks. But just email me that part.
Yeah.
It was funny because I think when I was in New York, I don't know if I told you about the Sexual Health Expo, about a month ago, you know, I realized in 10 years, I haven't done a lot of public events. And that was like a big event. And mm-hmm. I mean, there must have been 60 listeners there that... It was overwhelming. Like, I was in a good way. I was like, oh my God, because honestly, I feel like we're just sitting here talking. And I know people listen because I see the numbers, I see people mm-hmm. downloading it, but I'm like, wow. And they just came, they drove in from all over, and they were like, oh my, and it was just weird. This might sound, but like, oh my God, I'm having, like, they were like nervous or having a family. Mm-hmm. But you know me, I'm like, thank you. Thank you. I was hugging. I'm like, do you want to go get a drink? Like, I was so happy to meet our listeners, and they were so excited, and they were so into the show and remembered everything, and like, say hi to Menace. And I just love meeting our listeners. It's like, it's, to me, it's just as gratifying, maybe, if you guys have learned from the show or like the show, to meet you in person is just a gift.
Yeah.
For me, too.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So what else? What's going on?
My mom was in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you missed that. But it was really fun. My mom was on the show, too, and that show is probably out right now. The show, you got to check that out. She was really good. She talked about, she revealed some secrets.
So, did she meet your current Boothang? How'd that go?
She met Ross. She likes him. She thinks he's a really nice guy. She thinks he's cute. She likes him. My mom's always like, I'm not going to buy the dress yet.
Yeah. She's like, I'm not going to get too invested.
Yeah, that's what my mom always says. She's like, I'm not going white. I'm not going dress shopping. So, yeah, no, she likes him. He's nice. I never pick bad guys.
Cool.
Except for once. You remember the guy who's Escalade I crashed.
Jeez, get over it already.
Did I crash? Was it Escalade?
Yes.
Menace from the car. That's the best story ever.
I want to forget about it.
I'm sorry. What's going on with you?
Everything's good. My dog is going viral right now.
What?
Chiro.
Why is Chiro going viral?
There was this video where I have a security camera set up at my house, and there's this video. She's in her dog bed, and she's like trying to get something, and she flips the dog bed on top of herself and is like going through the house. So she looks like a turtle or a Roomba, and it is freaking hilarious. And so I just posted on YouTube, didn't think anything about it, right? I just thought it was funny, so I shared it with some people. And somebody took the video and put it on Reddit, and it was on the front page of Reddit, and
no
it went
way.
Insane. And then I got contacted by all these companies to license the video.
Shut up. That's like a dream.
So I went with one company that does a bunch of TV stuff.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they hit me up to license it, and
how much are they paying? Tell me offline. It's a lot of money, I heard.
I can't. Yeah.
Like, you could buy a house, baby.
If it ends up in a TV commercial, you can make a lot of money.
Dude, I've heard about this. Some guy whose dog was like knocking ping pong balls off the roof or something crazy. Someone was telling about the same thing, and they like made crazy money. So
I don't think I'm going to make
it. It's not
that
it's about the money. It's about the dog. I'm really glad for the dog,
baby.
About all the success for Chiro.
Yeah.
How can people find the video?
I think the best way to just go to my original YouTube page. It's youtube.com/whitemenace.
Okay. That is hilarious. How long is the video?
It's about a minute and a half, and so TV shows have picked it up already, and so it was like on Inside Edition.
Shut
and it's
up.
On like all these local news channels.
Dude, that's the American dream, to go viral. You realize that?
Yeah, I mean, I've already gone viral a couple times, but
excuse me, I've never gone viral. Can I go viral 10 years?
Yeah,
and that's
just
all
get
I want.
Naked already, and then you go viral.
Do you think that's it? Playboy's
yes.
Playboy's not even doing nudity anymore.
Yeah, they're tripping off that one.
Dude, I can't even be posed naked. I mean, maybe I would have given in after 10 years, you know? I don't understand.
Yeah, but no. So, that's fun and exciting.
I know your dog. So you come home every night and you just, like, check out the security camera to see what your dog's up to?
No, you can check it on your phone.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
you were, like, at work going, I wonder what Chiro's doing.
Yeah, and then
that's
hilarious. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And then so I, like, downloaded it and posted it.
Dude,
online.
I like want to stop the show and watch it right now.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
But I know, that's awesome.
But, you know, if people want to see it, I'm sure you post it up on your blog.
Oh,
go to sexanimate.com.
We'll totally check it out.
And then, that's going on. And then, so I booked another trip, going to go to Europe for the first time. Oh, I mean, I've been to Ireland, if you consider it, but.
Doesn't count.
Yeah,
no, it does count. But that's awesome for a trip, just for fun.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go there.
I love
it.
I love that you get all this time off.
I honestly don't. I take a lot of weekend trips. But I get like maybe 2 weeks
cool.
off a year.
I love that. Well, how long are you going to go for? I'm going to see you.
Just like a week.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Just let me know. Pass it by Madison to see if we can
see if it's available. So that's what's going on in my life.
Okay, well, that's
dog
good.
Viral videos and more
that's
trips.
Good.
And then doing the radio show every day, which we shout you out all the time.
I love that. The Woody Show?
The Woody Show.
I love that. You don't have guests in there, but can I call in and give like a funny sex tip every day? You don't have callers?
Honestly, we're one show that it was funny because somebody just asked us the other day.
You don't want anyone else.
Well, we have four people on our show.
Right. I met them all. I love them.
Yeah. So we have four people on our show. So
I get
just
it.
Like,
forget it. I need to go on the
really
show. I'm just saying because I love you.
And I love you. And if there's something that fits.
Dude, I call into radio shows every day. I don't care. This is what I want to talk about. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I say
no,
that, but I know it's not
say,
possible on their show, but I love that you shout out.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing I gotta say, speaking of calling into shows, mm-hmm. is that we are now taking calls in the studio, and it's the thing is we can't really let you. I know it's kind of weird, but we can't let you know exactly when and the days. But we are gonna keep you posted on future call-in dates, and we'll promote closer to the date, and we'll also post the call-in number. So the best thing to do is to just. I think you should subscribe to my newsletter because it's actually a very entertaining newsletter and it provides you with this information. It's all at sexwithemily.com or Twitter, mm-hmm. sexwithemily, or Facebook, facebook.com/sexwithemily or whatever on Instagram.
Yeah.
We post it all over there. Another thing is, this is very exciting, Menace.
Yes.
We are giving away a goddamn Sibian.
What?
Yeah, which
that's
is like the biggest
news.
Giveaway.
Yeah, yeah.
We've never given away such
that
a massive,
major.
Massive gift.
That's crazy. How are you going
to
do it?
Okay, here's the thing. It's three tiers of a contest. So mm-hmm. the last day to enter the first tier is tomorrow, October 31st. So this is how it is. So you have to send me your name suggestion. What the hell should I name my Sibian?
All right.
It's blue. And it's pretty, and I have pictures of it on my Instagram, and I want to know what you think I should name it. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. That's it. Then first week of November. This is three mm-hmm. tiers. This is intense. We
I'm
don't just give
this
a,
out right now.
We don't give a freaking Sibian away yeah. to anyone. Then the mm-hmm. first week of November, we pick our top 10 favorite suggestions. Those people move on to the next tier. This is like a serious, like a reality show. We're going to vote people off. No. So get the details on our website. Actually, that's the best way to do it. Sexwithemily.com. It's the blog call. It's called The Gift That Keeps on Giving, and you can see all the tiers of the contest because we want you to win Sibian.
That's huge.
I know. It's big time.
That's a major giveaway. Because they don't just give those things out.
Hell
you
no.
Know?
I'm the only yeah. time they ever give one, they give one to me mm-hmm. and Nina Hartley. Mm-hmm. I think we're the only, and she's porn star, for free. They're like, just try it. And I was like, oh, that's it. It was like hard. It was the first time, like, really. And mm-hmm. then I brought it in the office the other day, and they're like, oh, that's it. Like, people think it's a huge whatever. It's like, uh-huh. you can carry it around. It just changes your life. And it's
that's,
really freaking cool.
That's major. Your boyfriend and, we were talking about it a lot on the show.
Yeah.
Last show. People really need to look that show
check
up if they
check
haven't
it.
Heard it.
Yep. Guess who's having sex with Emily?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got some sex in the news that kind of relates to you here, Menace.
Okay.
It really made me think of you.
Can we tell everybody that I'm holding a dog this entire time?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not
I thought you'd have more. Okay. So I'm dog sitting Stanley, who's
yeah.
Anderson's dog, who also does the show with me from Loveline.
Such a cool dog.
He is the coolest. Like, I actually kind of want to steal him. I just texted Andrew. He's in Europe for 2 weeks. And I was like, I'm sorry, Stanley. I've talked about it. We're running away together. Like, he doesn't make a sound. He's a little chihuahua. Yeah. He's 10, about. He's a rescue.
Yeah.
And he is just a lover, right? Like, he
yeah.
just wants to cuddle.
That's
all I ever
right
wanted.
Now.
I know. And I'm taking
cuddling.
Good care of him.
Yeah, good.
Thank
you better.
You.
I remember seeing this dog for years with Anderson.
You did?
Yeah, when I would pop into Loveline.
Oh,
here and there.
Yeah. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
He's like a staple. So, yeah, I love that you're loving him up.
You better guard this dog with your life. I'm just saying.
I am.
This is a famous dog. A lot of people know who this dog
they do?
Is.
Stanley?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I didn't say, really? He used to talk about him on Loveline all the time?
I'm sure people know Stanley.
Stanley the dog. We should post pictures of Stanley. Oh, we are. We're actually doing whole like Halloween things that we're going to be posting.
Yeah.
Check out my Instagram. You'll see pictures of Stanley dressed up. Okay. So this is for you. This is what you think of you.
Okay.
Frequent sex could help people get rid of kidney stones.
What?
Did you or did you not have kidney stones?
I suffer
ago?
From kidney stones ever since I was 21.
Okay.
I haven't had them lately.
Does that mean you're having more sex?
That and also I just don't really drink anymore.
Alcohol?
No, rarely. And
okay.
then I think that's when it
and
started.
And the tea, I thought you said it was from tea too.
Yeah, so I would get kidney stones from drinking because when I was coming to Los Angeles and trying to, you know, get my new job, we would go out drinking with all the people in the company
right.
and like, you know, they're courting you and then just feeding you drinks. And then the kidney stones started coming back again. Right. So this is over like a course of a year. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to cut soda out of my life. I'm just going to drink tea. So I'm drinking tea nonstop. Right. Well, come to find out, tea is the absolute worst thing that you can drink
yeah.
when you have kidney stones. I had no idea.
Well, that's why you have to have sex because it says
yeah.
frequent sex. Maybe that's why you're not mm-hmm. having them. So a saucy new cure for painful kidney stones has been discovered, and that is have plenty of sexual intercourse. It's been heralded as an effective way to clear distal urethral.
My urethra?
No, I don't know. Distal urethra. Okay, stones. Urethral?
All right.
Stones. You know what I'm saying, peoples, which is probably the kidney stones. I'm sure it is. Okay, so a medical team at the Clinic of Ankara Training of Research Hospital in Turkey randomly assigned 90 male patients with kidney stones to one of three treatments. One group, they were told to have sex at least 3 or 4 times a week. Others took a popular medical treatment, and the rest were used as a control group. After just one day, 26 of the 31 patients in the sexual intercourse group passed their stones compared with 10 patients taking the drug. Tamulosin. Just eight of the remaining, whatever, I'm really good with names today, but you know what I'm saying. It's fucking to have sex. Just eight of the remaining in control group passed their stone. So the team realized the difference in stone passage rate was significantly greater in the sex group and happened more quickly. So those getting plenty of sex managed to expel their stone in an average of 10 days as opposed to a longer time. So have sex. Do you think that it's not just because you're not drinking, but maybe you're having more sex?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that in the past, when I had kidney stones or it's like up in your kidneys while having sex, I felt like it moved, you know?
There you go.
So it helped, you know, move the process.
Not masturbation, yeah. But sex, it says. Sex. Okay, so that's good.
Well, because your position, you know, yeah. And then.
You look good, though. You look like you're still healthy and
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, just kind of.
Kind of?
I'm just trying to eat a little bit better, that's all.
I appreciate that. Okay, another one is the Hawaiian mushroom makes women orgasm just by smelling it.
Oh, what? Where do we get it?
Exactly.
Where is this magic mushroom?
I want this freaking magic mushroom. Okay, so this says good news and bad news, okay? Let's start with the good news.
It's like a drug. Everything is like, oh, this is going to cure everything. But by the way, you're going to have anal leakage or some crap
exactly.
Like that.
The bad news actually is not so bad.
All right.
Because here's the thing.
Okay.
Scientists discovered an orange mushroom in recent Hawaiian lava flows that can induce instantaneous orgasms in women just from the odor it gives off. It gives off an odor. You can get your girl to bust nuts all over the place by just having her sniff this thing.
Wow, who wrote this?
I don't freaking know, but a bust nuts. I'm sorry I said that. Strike that from the record. So this orgasm triggered by fungus or fungasm is due in part from hormones in the mushroom that are close in similarity to the same ones picked up by our own neurotransmitters. Basically, the smell of the shroom makes the female body think it's having sex. It's like walking into a sorority house with your pockets filled with these mushrooms. Just imagine that. Stupid. We're not going to go into a sorority house. But this is what they say the bad news is.
What?
The bad news is that the smell caused half the volunteers to climax. Unfortunately, it smells like old horse poop, a week old horse poop. And
the smell?
Guys, yeah. So guys, the male test subjects were repulsed by the smell. Fine, just go smell the mushroom alone.
Yeah.
You don't need your freaking partner there. I don't
Whatever.
Even want a guy there. Why would I even want
Again,
someone there
how
if I'm
do
just going to
the
sniff
mushroom?
It
do you got to climb? You got to climb? A volcano to
I
get
would,
it or what?
I want to go to Hawaii this weekend. Like, and I wonder if women, what if you're like anorgasmic? What if you've never had an orgasm, pre-orgasmic?
Yeah. And then you smell the mash. Dude, how much are they selling this thing for?
It doesn't say anything about that.
How do you get your hands
get
on
them.
It?
I do.
Madison,
I
producer,
know.
Come on. What?
Come on. I want to get
computer.
These freaking mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I want to know if I can have a psychedelic trip as well.
I'll put God. On a call.
Okay. I want to have
make
like
it happen, jeez.
Oh, dude, I hope it's like a good mushroom trip too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. It's
how
been a while.
Awesome would that be?
So fun. Okay, so since it's Halloween, or it's the end of October, this whole month has been about kinky sex, okay? But not like crazy kinky, don't worry. But I want to give you guys, if you want to spice up your, I always say that crazy kinky, because I always think that people think I'm going to be like, oh, you got to do all this crazy stuff that freaks you out. But I'm just saying that everybody wants to, I won't say everybody, many people would like to do things a little bit different in the bedroom to keep your sex life interesting and spice it up, and you might be into something kinky and a little different. So I'm going to give you some easy tips that you can do to that you can try to take it to the next level. So let me give you an example, okay? You want to expand your sexual repertoire. So let's talk about how you could take it to the next level. So let's say you enjoy fantasizing. Do you like
yes.
fantasizing, Menace?
Well... I like coming up with ideas for fantasies for you to do, which is hilarious.
Like what, with the hammock burglar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just you pretending to be a fast food worker. Or go back to the days when you worked at Taco Bell. remember?
I didn't work at Taco Bell.
Well, you worked at a place that sold Taco Bell, remember?
Oh, in college.
Yeah. And then you just go back to those college days, and then you reenact it, and then, like, you know, you're sleeping with your professor, and you're eating Taco Bell at the same time.
Oh, that's so hot.
Yeah. Like a bean burrito is just, like, falling all over your naked body while this professor is taking advantage of you. That is the type of fantasies I've come up with for you.
You've never turned me on before, and I just got super aroused. Unless there's, like, a mushroom in here. Something's going on.
And then he's like, oh, you like that chicken soft taco? You know? And he's just like, you like that? From behind.
Can I have an egg? Can I have an egg? Take that soft taco.
Yeah.
Dude,
my burrito isn't limp. You know?
Exactly, Menace. You've got it.
See?
So people fantasize about things all the freaking time, right? Mm-hmm. In their life. You might not want to admit what it is, but we do. So people think on their own. A lot of people like email me too. They're like, oh, I feel bad. Like, I fantasize about things during sex, but I could never tell my partner. So if you like it, I'm going to say your next level, kink it up, talk about it with your partner. Talk about it. The best way to make these fantasies come true, and granted, not all of them you want to come true, but the ones that you're thinking like, oh, I want to have sex outdoors, or I want to have sex in the office, or I want to be tied up, all that stuff. The way to get them to come true is to actually talk to your partner, and then you get to act them out, and then you get to have the fantasies become reality, which will really turn you on because you've been fantasizing about, you know, the double-decker taco extreme.
No, it's the four-alarm double-decker taco.
For years.
That was discontinued in 1997.
Yeah, I know.
Shaq was the endorser.
I know. It's so sad. So I know that it's not always easy. I know. Shaq, I loved it. Love the double-decker, whatever. Okay. It's not always easy, though, to share your fantasies with your partner. That's why people, I always say, you got to talk to your partner. I know it's not easy, okay? So first, you got to try asking each other questions. It's not like you're like, hey, babe, I've been fantasizing about you dripping some mixed sauce.
Egg McNuggets
over
like,
my...
Like, hey, girl, the all-day breakfast at McDonald's is now available, and I just want to pretend that we just woke up just now, this afternoon, and had some breakfast.
Yeah, that'd be
hot. I want your biscuits in my mouth,
exactly.
You know?
You can pour that syrup over me, and then I'll sit on your face and make it like a waffle.
You know, I want you to wear a pancake bikini.
Exactly, Menace. Mm-hmm. This is good.
See?
Uh-huh. I like it.
You asked me to be creative.
You're super creative.
But why do all my fantasies
include
food?
Dude,
because
you know
it's the best
about?
Of both worlds, right?
Kinda. But you know what I was food. Thinking about? That scene. Did you see Sex and the City the movie?
Which one?
The first one.
I think
Do you remember the one where Samantha's lying down and what's his name? Her boyfriend, the blonde. Smith mm-hmm. comes in and she's got sushi up and on her body and she's waiting for him to come home. And then he's like, I was thinking of like McNuggets just lining up my body and having that like eat them off me.
That'd be
awesome. I just
have
a fantasy because they kind of look like sushi.
Yeah.
I like it. So
see,
here's
now
a,
you're talking.
I know.
But what dipping sauce though is the question.
You know what I love? They give you. Do they still give you like six dipping sauces? Like mustard, barbecue.
You got honey mustard. You got.
Do you remember that song? Ooh, McNugget. I remember that song. McDonald's new McNuggets. A McNugget is a tender chunk of tender, tasty chicken with four kinds of sausage juice, specially for dipping. Barbecue, hot mustard, sweet and sour, honey too. Ooh, McNuggets. McDonald's new McNuggets.
Damn, we got to make a song out of that. I would clap, but I'm holding
the
dog.
That's from seventh grade.
That is huge.
I don't know how I just pulled that out.
Well, you had the honey mustard, the hot mustard, ranch,
ooh,
barbecue sauce.
McNuggets, McDonald's, McNuggets, and McNuggets.
So this is your fantasy now.
I support it. So let's say you're my partner, and I would say, babe.
Yes.
Lately, like, you know, I masturbate sometimes, and I fantasize about things, and I know you know that, but I just want to know, like, I've been thinking about, like, going to like the drive-thru with you at McDonald's.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm like ordering like that huge pack of McNuggets, like the 65 nuggets.
Yeah.
And then we get the nuggets and we say, and he's like, do you want barbecue, hot mustard, sweet and sour, or honey? And I say, give me all of them.
Oh, what?
He's like, that'll be an extra dollar.
Dude.
And I'm like, okay, give them all to me.
I have the biggest boner right now. I'm fully erect. And then not even flaccid at all.
And then we pull away and we like pull into like a really like dark part of the McDonald's parking lot without the cameras.
Oh my God.
And then we go back, we lie back in my Mini Cooper.
Oh, what?
I know there's not a lot of space in there, but we don't need
it. We'll make space, yeah.
So I put the seat back and then you start to take the McNuggets and you put them all over my body.
Oh, yeah.
And then you start dripping them.
I'm so engorged. Yeah.
You start dripping like the sauce down my body, yeah. And then you start to like lick it off
oh,
me.
Oh, so good.
But then you like, we have to feed me one McNugget at a time. And what? Every time
I have
you
to give
feed
you
it
one?
To me,
no.
You have to tell me something that you think is really hot about me.
My boner just died. I got to talk about you and give you a McNugget?
You got to talk a lot, dude. I know you can't talk a lot, but I need the affirmation. Of the
all right,
nuggets.
Fine. Well, we're fantasizing, so okay. All right, fine. I'll okay. Pretend that I'm interested.
Right, exactly.
In what you have to say.
Right, but now that you know this, would you want to try it with me if you're my partner?
Totally.
Even if you were vegan.
Effing rules. Yeah, toads. You can get like those vegan nuggets at Trader Joe's.
Totally, those are really good. Okay, so all I'm saying is if you fantasize your mind, this is the year, this is the time, this is the month to be like, babe, I've been talking about it. Think about the one fantasy that's totally doable and be like, let's talk about it, let's do it. And then you could even say to them, you don't have to lead. You can be like, so is there anything you've, because believe me, they've thought, anything you ever think about you want to try? And you could give them ideas, like maybe you want to have sex outdoors or maybe you want to have a threesome. That's a popular one. And you could be like, well, I've been thinking blank. So that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's not like super over the top, I don't think it'll turn anybody off, really.
Right.
I mean, we, on the Woody Show, we do a thing called Craigslist Freak of the Week.
Right.
And some of that stuff is pretty extreme, but it's all about fantasies. I think we did one today where it was about, I don't know if you're into this one, a guy wanted, he wanted to have a hangover and then have a girl come over and make him throw up with her fingers.
Ew.
Or and I'm then
not,
she's
I'm so
he
not
said
into
like
throw
finger,
up or poop fantasies.
Said fingers or a strap on. Like make him
gag. Strap on his mouth?
Yeah.
Oh god.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's out there. What about if your partner came to you with that? Like, hey, put on a strap
with
on
the mild
Emily.
Ones. Right.
Yeah.
Well, strap on maybe to use in the correct way.
See,
penetrating
good,
his anus.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Right. I actually have a fear of throwing up. Mm-hmm. I've never thrown up in my life.
What?
I did it once when I was 12. I know I've never thrown up from drinking.
I have a friend that says that too, but I don't believe it.
No, it's really true.
I have an old assistant. Her fear was that she would be in a movie theater and somebody would throw up on her back, which is weird.
So she'd sit in the
back
row?
So she would always sit in the back row.
That's crazy. We all have weird things. Oh my God.
So
what I'm saying is, though, when you ask your partner these questions, I'm going to give you guys practical advice here. It's not like you have to say, like, what's your fantasies? You can just start with, I always think this is great. Be like, what's the hottest sex? What's the most memorable time that we've had sex together? Like, what do you remember the most? Make it up.
What do I remember the most?
Yeah, what's your most memorable sex time? It doesn't have to be with me, but in life.
I would just say,
like, when I say to you, what's the hottest sex you ever had? What happened?
Damn, I can't.
Okay,
like,
you haven't had sex.
How about you?
I might say like the time.
Let me feed off your ideas.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about the hottest. God, I've had so much hot sex. I would say it was. Oh God, I can't even pick. I would say probably on vacation, like when there was like, you know, I would say usually it's on vacation because there's no stress, there's no cell phones. You're like in Hawaii, we were on the beach and sand, and we had hammocks, and we were just drinking, and it was really fun. And then I'd say that, and then my partner would say something, and they'd be like, oh, then they get that I like sex outdoors. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you communicate it to your partner. Move on.
Yeah.
You know, like that's just start it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have a call.
We do have a call.
Let's talk to Mara from Washington.
Washington.
Hey, Mara, you're on Sex with Emily. Hi.
Oh, I just started listening to your podcast, and I'm obsessed with you.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm obsessed with you calling right now. Thank you so much for calling. This is awesome. What's going on? How'd you find it?
Actually, it's just, I mean, I'm kind of young. I'm 24. And, you know, I kind of wanted to learn, you know, my body and figure out ways and things that I liked and wanted to up my knowledge in the bedroom.
That's great. How's it going? So you've been learning some stuff here, Sex with Emily?
I definitely am. And, you know, I actually, one of the recent podcasts I listened to was about Kegels and the Kegel app.
Oh, my Kegel Camp app. Yeah.
And I actually downloaded it and have been doing them.
Okay. Do you feel different?
Good.
I know. I am too. I'm obsessed. I mean, tell me, how has it affected you?
I think that it's affected me. I've gotten like two of my friends to do it with me. So, I mean, I really haven't gotten to experience it yet, but, I just started talking with someone. We've been talking for like 2 months now, and I'm kind of like, you know, I kind of know what he's into, but it's more about me, kind of how I go about, you know,
talking about it
in the bedroom. Yeah.
Oh, okay. God, we were just talking about that. This is perfect. So you want to know how to communicate what you'd like in the bedroom with him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I think, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it's
menace here.
It's way. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I think it's way easier for a woman to express. I mean, I know you might be shy and be afraid to do it, but I think a guy would be way more open to anything that you had. Going on in your mind that you wanted to do.
But the other thing, though, Mara, is that guys can be super prickly, so they can be sensitive. So if you bring up something, you're like, obviously, you don't want to be like, we need to talk about the state of our sex life.
Exactly.
So it's like, I always say these conversations, super light, super cash, never in the bedroom. You know, the best time to do it is actually like in the morning or when you're out like walking the dog or on a hike, because maybe you're not looking, or you're on a road trip, because you're not, don't have to look into each other's eyes if that's uncomfortable. So you could be like, babe, our sex, it's been really fun lately. God, last night was so hot when you dripped warm massage oil on me. And I was thinking it'd be super hot too. Okay, so what's your fantasy? Mara, what would you like to try?
You know what? I'm kind of thinking I'm more on the submissive side.
Okay.
So I wanted to, you know, me and him have talked about it. He's definitely, you know, dominant.
Okay.
So it's more of a, like, getting into it and, you know, actually
doing it.
Yeah.
So I think you should say to him, you say, God, and I got this. You could even go buy it. You guys could go to, are there any like sex toy stores near you?
I actually found one online.
Perfect.
So I Adam and Eve, so I figured I would try, you know.
Yeah, you could try Adam and Eve. Use code Emily, and you get some kind of discount there, I think, right? But so here's the thing. You can get their beginner bondage kit. They have bondage tape. And you could even go shopping with them and be like, babe, we talked about this. Let's get this together. And then you just, and so you could say, you know what? We talked about trying that. Or you could even say, you're listening to my show and this is what she told me to buy. They have like this beginner, it's like Velcro straps. It's really easy. And then you could say, I think that'd be really hot. You know, like, let's try that together. And then you leave it out in the bedroom and just like the next time you're together, be like, I want you to like have them on the bed. And say, and are you afraid that, like, you might not know what to do?
Yeah, like, it's just a matter of doing it. Like, do I just go for it? Like, jump in on it? Like, that's what makes me, you know, I'm shy, so I don't want to, like,
I get it.
I think you'll be fine.
No, but I get it, too. No, it's hard, because even the guy I've been dating, he's like, I want you to wear, like, thigh highs and sexy. I'm like, when am I going to do that? I get home, I'm going to change. You know, it's like, I get it, and I do this for a living. So I think you just have to make up your mind, like, tonight, like, a night that you know that you guys are going to be together. Maybe he's coming to your house, and if you know you're going to his, like, stick it in your bag, like little handcuffs. They're not like, you don't need keys and locks. And then when you go back to his house, just, you know, you could even bring it up again, or you can say, guess what I brought? And then you say, look what I got. Remember we talked about this? He might be like, whoa, I don't know what to do. And be like, okay, I just want you to like see what this happened. You know, I want you to take my arms back, or you could even do it, say, and like wrap these around my arms and then just tell him what you want. Say like, let's just start making out, or like hold my arms back. And I think he'll probably know what to do from there.
I think so, too. Oh, my gosh. You're the best. You really are. I'm, like, so shy. I'm so happy I got this off to you.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Me too, Mara.
That's so cool.
Let me know how it goes. But really, and honestly, like, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. Once you do it, he's going to get it. Another great thing is blindfolds, too. You could just use, like, a necktie or something. And but that, you know, like, have him, like, say, God, you know it'd be really cool if you, like, put my arms back and you put a blindfold over me, and then I wouldn't know what you were going to do next. And then he's in charge. And then he can do whatever he wants. And then you could even switch it, put a blindfold on him. But good luck. This sounds fun. Let me know how it goes. Call me back.
I absolutely will. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye, Mara. We have another happy customer.
Sweet.
And it was just what we were talking about.
Love it.
Love it, too. Okay. So we're talking kinky sex.
Okay.
I'm going to give you another tip. That was fantasies.
Tell me more. The fantasies have been awesome so far.
I know. I love it. I'm super, super, super turned on about the whole thing. Okay. Let's talk about... Let's say you enjoy a sensual massage. Who doesn't like massage, right? It's a perfect way. People feel more connected with their partners. I always say massage is a great gateway to intimacy.
Yeah.
Because.
But how long is massage? God, man.
You always ask
me
these
questions.
It is tiring.
Info.
It doesn't have to be, okay?
So, any time limits?
But I'm just saying if you like, 15 minutes.
All right.
Just
tickle. 15 minutes I can do.
It's not about technique. It's about connection. It's about, let's say you're giving your partner a massage. She doesn't have to do anything. Because sex is always like, what's he thinking? What am I doing? You go, I go. But if you're like, you know what, babe? You relax. You lay down. I'm going to massage you. It could be a foot massage. And lie her down on her back. And then it's not like she's measuring your technique. It's just a matter of having her relax and feel comfortable with, you know, feel relaxed. Because stress is what kills people's sex drive all the time. And the thing about massage is you can instantly like that. You can instantly make your partner less stressed and get in the mood for sex and get him warmed up by giving him a massage.
Or tequila.
Or tequila always helps too. But let's say this though. Let's say you want to take it up a notch because this is all about try this, try that. If you like this, try that. You know, like on Amazon where they're like, yeah, you might also like. So if you like massage, you can also try bringing in a blindfold and like warm massage oil.
You're all about that blindfold.
Dude, I love the blindfold. Let me tell you something.
You love being blindfolded?
And I don't get blindfolded nearly enough. I should talk to Ross about that. Because every time you take away one sense, like sight, everything else becomes more heightened, right? So your sense of like smell and touch, everything, sound becomes more sensitized. So if you bring props into the mix, it can make the massage go from sensual to like mind-blowing. So the blindfold also adds like a little level of kink to it. So the partner, you know, if you are not really sure how to do it, you can just, you know, get the blind. Like I said, you could use bondage tape, you could use a necktie, it doesn't matter. But when you're also being blindfolded, it's easier for your partner. It's easier for you. Well, first of all, when you're the one being blindfolded, you can let go because you're not in charge. All you have to do is lie there and you're not sure what's coming next, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you use like a candle, like my massage candles, for example, my Emily and Tony massage candles. You could like light the candle. And the great thing to do with the blindfold on is to mix up sensations. Since you don't know what's having next, it like it turns into like really warm oil, as you know. It's not hot or brexy or weird or messy, and you pour it on your partner. Well, they're blindfolded. It's just going to feel that more luxurious. It's not wax. It's just going to feel amazing. And then you can like rub them with, you should get a, do you need another candle?
Yes, please.
I'll give you one. Because it just, you don't even have to have any technique because the warm oil like gets into your skin. It just feels amazing. But then next, you can have like a bowl of ice cubes next to the bed. And then you can like put ice cubes, and that might sound like, but it's like just different sensations and play with them. So it's a little bit kinking up your desire for a massage. That's how you do it.
I want a chiropractor. Got any good chiropractors?
For what? For your massage?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him to wear a blindfold? Are you going to tell him to blindfold you?
Yeah,
I will only give you the name of a chiropractor if you hand him a blindfold first. I friggin' dare you.
All right.
I'll do it. Awesome. You will?
Yeah.
You used to do stuff for me.
I did.
When you got your wax, we even talked about this when you got waxed on the show.
Yeah, I got waxed on the show. Never again.
That was like 10 years ago. We got to bring that back for the live show.
And never grew back correctly?
It did go back correctly. That's not true.
It was a nightmare.
That was funny. Never do it. You were like my little guinea pig then. Now you're all grown up.
Whatever. I'm still down. What are you talking about?
Okay. So you're going to go to a chiropractor with a blindfold?
Yeah.
I love it.
I'll do it.
Okay, perfect. We have time for...
One more
kinky thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say you like watching porn together.
Love it.
I hope you do. I don't know. A lot of couples keep it secret.
Yeah. I
was going to say secret and separate,
I talked to couples that are into it.
Yeah.
They're all about it.
You know why? Because couples are doing the same things. Like, I'm not turned on. I'm a little this or that. Or I'm stressed. Put some freaking porn on and then you don't have to think about it. And it could be, there's porn that arouses women. Guys are pretty cool. Like, find something your partner likes if she's not sure. You know, you guys can like surf around, female friendly porn, whatever it is. So, because porn, you know, we can visually embody what like our hottest fantasies are. And then when you share it with a partner, you know, makes it kinkier. But if you want to take it to the next level, you can make a sex tape of your own as long as you delete it afterwards. It's true.
How many sex tapes do you have?
You know, here's the thing. I don't have any. Not only don't I have sex tapes, I don't even have sex. I don't even have nude photos.
Photo?
Nothing.
See, you're no fun.
I know, but I've been actually thinking of the sex tape thing lately. I kind of think I want to do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been inspired.
Are you going to have a director or are you just doing it yourself?
No, myself. Okay. But I was at this person's house in New York and they had this one of those projectors that goes on the wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The projector, like the whole wall becomes your TV, your screen. So I thought that would be really cool. Like, watch myself having live sex.
Oh, live?
Yeah. Well, like, don't even tape it. Just have the projector on me while I'm having sex.
Yeah. I mean, I can set that up for you. That's no problem.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I did audio visual for the International Mark Hopkins Hotel in San Francisco. I think I can handle this.
Okay, cool. You set up my TV in San Francisco. That was great. That worked, except for when I had to call you, I had to turn it on every time. So if you want to make like a sex tape of your own, because being filmed with your partner can make you both like feel really connected and it's really fun to watch afterwards. And, you know, just make sure that you guys, you know, record it, you watch it, and delete it.
Yeah, just don't do it.
We don't want it up on the cloud. I don't want to see your sex tape.
Don't do it on a cell phone, because cell phone, again, you can put it up in the cloud, and then that's all bad. And
right.
Don't have any naked photos or video on
Dude,
your phone.
I was, the I'm cloud was trying to hack me. I got 6 emails, texts from the cloud going, what's your email?
Like, oh, people like a, trying to hack you? Yeah.
I've got nothing on there, people. It's like me and my dog.
You tape those videos and you put them somewhere that's not connected to the
exactly.
internet.
Or you just delete it after. But I'm just telling you, for a lot of couples, that can be like, if you guys are already into porn, like, you don't need all this like special lighting, crazy stuff. Just one day, like, you know, we're going to film this and then watch it. That could be something, because it's all about Kinky October.
Once again, though, delete your files, if you want to hold on to them, do not keep them in a place that's connected to the internet, or they will...
Yeah, you kept yours, all of yours, like it's like tucked away in a safe somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you got to do.
Does your girlfriend even know about them?
I'm sure she does. She now listens she does. To the show.
She listens to this show?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. She has friends, dude. Fucking rats.
She does?
Them. I don't know.
He doesn't have it. This was like 15 years ago. This was 25 years ago.
Yeah, they're in Al Capone.
He threw them over the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, they're in Capone's.
The Golden Gate Bridge.
Capone's safe.
Right. Okay, got it. Well, this is all we have time for today, Menace. This has been
I was going to say
delightful pleasure. So the other thing I have to say is
can
thank
we
you,
have
Madison,
dogs
for
in
great
studio
show.
Every time.
I
think they make
calming.
Me happy.
Dude, she's like he's the most like Kelly. He's the most calming presence in my life, and I need to run away with him to Europe or something.
I'll bring Churro with me next time.
I love Churro too,
baby. But she's crazy.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for the calls. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Menace, and thank you, Alyssa and Lori, my whole amazing team. And thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening to my show, and now I need to talk to you about your penis. Just real quick.
My wiener? Why?
Your wiener! Here's why, Menace.
My hog? My sausage?
There is an orgasm gap, okay? Women take a little bit longer to orgasm than men. Mm-hmm. You know this is true. Men are like 2 to 7 minutes. Yeah, women are like, can be up to an hour. So to close the orgasm gap, and if you want to last twice as long as you already last right now, or if you suffer from premature ejaculation, check out Promescent. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. And not even that you need to be a premature ejaculation, you just might want to last longer to be there for your partner. So you can all have mind-blowing orgasms together. So check it out. It's Promescent.com. Do that. Oh, another thing about your penis. Sorry, one more thing. Real quick. Fleshlight. Okay. I love the Fleshlight. Male masturbation. It's a male masturbation sleeve, but now they've got an amazing new product called the Quick Shot. Okay. The Quick Shot. It's an open end. You might want to try this one. So it looks like a Fleshlight. The one looks like a Fleshlight.
Uh-huh.
But the Quick Shot is smaller. It's an open-ended male masturbator around the size of a hand, and it's geared towards a new kind of self-pleasure.
All right.
So it still has a great material, patented skin material, but it can use with a partner or solo. Here's the thing. With a partner, she can give you a killer blowjob or a hand job because she can use it while she's like, women are like, oh, my hands, it's a job. It's a job. This takes all the job out of blowjob.
Wow.
The Quick Shot does it. It helps your hand jobs, and it's a great way to be involved in the fun. People are freaking out about it. It's super reasonably priced.
Look
it's
at them
really
being
cool.
Innovative.
Well, when they first told me, I thought it was called the Clit Shot. I was really excited about that, but it's actually called the Quick Shot. And Madison tried it and had an awesome time. There's a great blog on our site, too, on our site as well, right? SexWithEmily.com. So check that out. And if you want one, go to SexWithEmily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks for listening.